is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 10th of June, 2017. It's the birthday of Saul Bellow, born in Lachine, Quebec, 1913, parents immigrants from Russia. His father worked in a bakery. He delivered coal. He was a bootlegger as well. When Saul was 9 years old, the family moved to Chicago, which would become the setting of many of Bellow's novels. He said there was always plenty of space in Chicago. It was ugly but roomy, plenty of opportunity to see masses of things, a large view, ample grayness, ample brownness, big clouds. The train used to make rickety speed through the violet evenings of summer, over the clean steel rails, through the backyards of Chicago, with their gray wooden porches, the soiled gray stairs, the clumsy lumber of the trusses, the pulley clotheslines. He went to Northwestern, studied anthropology and sociology, went to work for the Chicago branch of the WPA Writers Project. He was working on a novel called Reuben Whitfield, ended up abandoning that, wrote a second novel, The Very Dark Trees, in 1942. He was working part-time for the Encyclopedia Britannica when his first novel came out in 1944, Dangling Man, which got good reviews. He went off, he served in the Marines, published a second novel, got a Guggenheim, moved to Paris, wrote the book that would make him famous, The Adventures of Augie March, 1953. He started writing the book in Paris, but Bellow said, "It was Chicago before the Depression that moved my imagination, not misty Paris with its cold statues and its streams of water running along the curbstones." It was on this day, 1881, Leo Tolstoy, at the age of 52, having written his two great novels, War and Peace and Anna Karenina, set off on a pilgrimage to the Optina Pushtin Monastery. He was famous, he was wealthy, had a big family, land, money. It all seemed empty to him. He had trouble sleeping, unable to write, contemplated suicide. So he took a walk in the woods, and he found God. He wrote, "At the thought of God, happy waves of life welled up inside me. Everything came alive, took on meaning." He renounced meat, sex, alcohol, fiction, tobacco, dressed like a peasant, wanted to give all of his money away, which made his wife Sophia very unhappy. It's the birthday of the novelist James Salter, born New York City, 1925, pilot in the Air Force, flew 100 combat missions during the Korean War, and came back to become a novelist, best known for his book A Sport and a Pastime, about the love affair between a Yale dropout living in Paris and a working-class French girl. Here's a poem for today by David Wagner, Blind Man. He waits by the quiet street, his cane, his fingers, and his listening face, trembling, not out of fear, but alert with wonder at what lies just beyond the end of what he is and all he remembers, as now he steps forward into his near future as deliberately as a spider scuttling from stone to curb to stairway, where he climbs into the spell of his room, where his light hands lead him to lie down, where slowly his mind's eye out of a different night lifts open like a moon. Blind Man, a poem by David Wagner from Traveling Light, published by University of Illinois Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.